Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the World News. The headlines. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore asserts no partner more essential than India. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav attends critical minerals ministerial meeting in Washington. Asserts importance of resilient supply chains for India's growing electronics and manufacturing sectors. US President Donald Trump announces 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. Death toll in Iran protests rises to over 600. US urges its citizens and country to leave immediately. And India Open 2026 badminton tournament begins in New Delhi today. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and the United States are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He also announced that the next round of trade talks are scheduled to be held today. Mr. Gore was speaking after resuming charge as the US Ambassador to India in New Delhi yesterday. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India.
To the staff here at the embassy, I'm excited to work with you. You and I have an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to redefine diplomacy. What it can accomplish could be the most consequential global partnership of this century. No partner is more essential than India. In the months and years ahead, it is my goal as ambassador to pursue a very ambitious agenda. We will do this as true strategic partners, each bringing strength, respect, and leadership to the table.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the critical minerals ministerial meeting hosted by United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, this is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly.
As we all know, and especially in India, when the manufacturing sector is growing rapidly, especially electronics manufacturing, it's very important for all the countries, including India, to have a resilient supply chain of critical minerals. It was a very positive meeting in which the thought process was to improve the quality and availability of critical minerals.
In the meeting, participating countries shared their experiences and talked about steps they are taking to make supply chains stronger. They discussed technologies for refining minerals so that high-quality critical minerals like rare earths and permanent magnets are available sustainably in the long term. US President Donald Trump has announced that countries maintaining commercial ties with Iran will face economic penalties from Washington. In a social media post today, Mr. Trump said, any nation doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran would be subject to a 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States, effective immediately. Meanwhile, the White House has said President Trump is keeping all options open in dealing with Iran, including military action, but diplomacy remains his first choice. Interacting with the media, U.S. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump believes in exploring diplomatic messages from Iran, even though public statements from Tehran differ from what the U.S. is hearing privately. She added that Trump is not afraid to use military force if he thinks it's necessary.
Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of you that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages. However, with that said, the president has shown he's unafraid to use military options if and when he deems necessary. And nobody knows that better than Iran.
Ms. Leavitt also confirmed that Trump is scheduled to meet Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado on Thursday. On the other hand, Iran has warned that it's fully prepared to respond to any attack. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghel said Iran's armed forces are ready to defend the country and accused the US and Israel of fueling the unrest through foreign interference. Meanwhile, widespread protests continue in Iran, driven by high inflation, economic hardship, and anger over governance. According to a US-based human rights group, more than 600 people have been killed and over 10,000 arrested during the unrest. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A 28-year-old Hindu auto rickshaw driver, Sameer Kumar Das, was brutally murdered in Dagan Bhuiya Upazila of Bangladesh's Feni district on Sunday night, with assailants fleeing the scene with his vehicle. According to police and local sources, Sameer Kumar Das, also known as Sameer Chandra Das, was beaten and stabbed with country-made weapons near the Dagan Bhuiya Upazila health complex. His battery-operated CNG auto rickshaw was taken by the attackers. Locals discovered his blood-soaked body around 2 a.m. yesterday near Dakshin Karimpur Muhuri Bari and informed the police. Family members of the victim said he had been supporting his household by driving the auto rickshaw for several years and raised the alarm when he failed to return home by late afternoon on Sunday. They have demanded a thorough investigation and swift justice. Officer in charge of Dagan Bhuiya Police Station, Mohammad Faizul Azim, said investigations are ongoing and efforts are being made to identify and arrest those involved. Police are examining whether robbery was the sole motive or if other factors played a role, noting that initial findings suggest the killing was premeditated. Authorities have urged anyone with information to come forward as the search for the perpetrators continues. Transparency International Bangladesh, or TIB, has criticized the interim government of the country over 8 recently issued ordinances, alleging that reform efforts were undermined by the influence of powerful sections of the bureaucracy. Presenting its observations at a press conference in Dhaka yesterday, TIB Executive Director Iftikharuzzaman said the government had given into anti-reform forces while drafting ordinances related to the Anti-Corruption Commission, Police Commission, National Human Rights Commission, Cyber Security, Personal Data Protection, National Data Management, Public Audit and Revenue Administration. Mr. Iftikharuzzaman claimed that a section of the bureaucracy wielded more influence than the government's advisory council, effectively determining which decisions were taken and which provisions were included or excluded. He said operational decisions are not actually made by the advisory council, but by a few powerful individuals within the state machinery. The India Open badminton tournament will kick off at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will lead India's challenge in the competition. Currently ranked 18th, Sindhu is returning after a difficult 2025 season and a long injury layoff. She recently reached the semi-finals of the Malaysia Open and will be keen to build on that form at home. Malvika Bansod and young Tanvi Sharma will also represent India in the women's singles. In women's doubles, Trisa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will lead the Indian challenge, which has a strong home presence. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty will face each other in the opening round, meaning only one will progress. Former World Championship medalists Kidambi Srikanth and H.S. Pranoy are also in the draw. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. Earlier put into bat, UP Warriors posted 143 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the Men's Hockey India League, SG Pipers secured their first win of the tournament with a 2-1 victory over Hyderabad Tufans at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh AstroTurf Stadium in Ranchi last night. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore asserts, no partner more essential than India. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav attends critical minerals ministerial meeting in Washington, asserts importance of resilient supply chains for India's growing electronics and manufacturing sectors. US President Donald Trump announces 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. Death toll in Iran protests rises to over 600. US urges its citizens and country to leave immediately. And India Open 2026 badminton tournament begins in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.